You know, we have all of these debates and discussions about education because we talk more about education than any other media program in the city. And all these education reformers are always coming on the show, and they try to keep Chris awake when the education reformers come, and they're always talking about reducing the achievement gap and getting African-American and minority students to achieve. But, you know, they never mention the northwest side of the city. They never mention the Red Devils. They never mention the Pike Township schools. And earlier this week, one of those little viral emails popped in my box, and it said that Pike High School was one of the top 2,000 high schools in the country in the annual survey by Newsweek and the Daily Beast, which are websites. Newsweek used to be a magazine. Now they went online and looked it up, and not only are they in the top 2,000, but among only 28 high schools in Indiana made the cut. Pike High School is ninth. Only 5 high schools in the city of Indianapolis made the cut. Pike High School is second. They even beat that other Northside school called NC, which helps the rivalry or something or other. But it also talks about, and every time we talk about ISTEP, and every time we talk about graduation rates for African-American kids, Pike is always up there in terms of performance. In the house is Superintendent Nathaniel Jones of the Pike Township Schools, and Troy Inman, the head Red Devil himself of the Pike High School. Guys, welcome.
Thank you.
You guys just out there on the northwest side, laying low, doing good work, Superintendent. It's not only this, but you got an honor the other week. I'm trying to pull it up here from the Washington Post of America's most challenging high schools. The U.S. Department of Education has cited Guyon Creek. Is that the new one? Is being a green ribbon school?
No, that's the middle school.
That's the middle school.
Yeah.
Daddy got to the new Guyon Creek yet.
No, not yet.
What is going on in Pike?
Well, just to be honest with you, it's the our focus on looking at how we can help all of our students. Mm-hmm. And we made a commitment 10 years ago when I took that district over. You recall, I said that every kid would have opportunity to have the best education possible. And in order to do that, I brought together a tremendous team that have taken that vision, and they're working with me. And the hours we spend working with these kids is...
Has it been 10?
10 years.
10 years.
I'm
getting older. He getting younger.
That's right.
But 10
that
years.
That almost makes you the dean now.
I am the dean.
Of all the school superintendents in the county.
Absolutely.
That's like 20 years doing radio, 10 years running a school system. How challenging is it? I mean, you got the legislature yelling at school systems. You got the previous governor yelling at school systems. You got the previous school superintendent yelling at school systems. You got the Mind Trust, NEO, all these groups pointing fingers at public education. How is it you all are achieving your mission?
Well, first of all, I have not paid any attention to any of those groups, and you know that.
Yeah.
My personality is such that my students are a priority. Mm-hmm. So if I spend my time worrying about those individuals, I'm not going to spend my time on what we're supposed to be doing, that is educating all of our students. Pike is very quiet. It's a very quiet community. Mm-hmm. We are a minority majority, which means all of my schools are predominantly African-American or Hispanics. Mm-hmm. And we have some of the best students and parents that you can ever ask for in any school community. And we've been able to work with them, develop a trust, also raise expectations, and increase accountability for everyone who touches my kids.
Troy Inman, you're the principal of Pike. When I got when they snuck out the graduation rate data this year, because the Department of Education didn't want anybody to know that it was out except me, because I was the only one that insisted upon it, and I looked at that accomplishment just on African-American of 90% graduation rate, your overall graduation rate, 92%. That has to take hard work. How do y'all manage to do that?
Well, obviously it starts with the superintendent and the school board giving us the resources and support that we need to be successful. I mean, the collaboration that we have is constant. I've got a great administrative team. I've got great teachers, and the students work hard. The students know that there's expectations, and they've got to meet those expectations. So what you don't see is students that aren't progressing academically. Mm-hmm. You see students who are focused. You see students who are staying after school, getting the help that they need to graduate, and then go on to some type of post-secondary education. So, again, it's about accountability. It's about genuine leadership from the top all the way down to the teachers.
How successful are you at increasing the number of your students at Pike High School who are graduating with Core 40 diplomas or above, and reducing the percentage that are on general diplomas?
Well, I think we've done a tremendous job in the last couple of years with increasing our Core 40 and Academic Honors diploma. That's something we
76%.
Yeah.
76%?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're striving for every student to get an academic honors diploma. We're striving for every student to take the most rigorous courses that they possibly can, whether that's an AP, an IB course, or a dual credit course. So I'm very proud of those statistics. Again, our non-waiver graduation rate is 82-83%. So our students are not only graduating, but
so you're without the waivers.
Exactly.
You're in the early 80s. Percent.
Right.
And you're trying to reduce as you can go over time, reduce the waivers, because you can't do that overnight. You just can't tell a senior, boom.
Well, it's 81%.
81.6. Yeah.
We're the top, with the exception of Franklin Central, who obviously would not have the minority population.
See, that's Chris's neighborhood, so you got to be nice when you talk about Franklin Central.
I'm not talking about it. I'm just giving you facts.
You're just going to give me facts.
But here's the thing that I think is important for our public to understand.
Right.
The waiver was granted by the legislators.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't want us to do waivers, then they need to take that out of the law.
Mm-hmm.
The individuals who are getting waivers because of my diversity would be my students who are special needs, mm-hmm. the majority of them. And we have a large E&L population.
Right.
So if I do not give them waivers, even though they have a 97% attendance,
right.
They attend all of the help sessions,
right.
And they pass all their courses, why wouldn't I not give them a waiver? I mean, they met the criteria other than the ECAs.
Right.
And in some cases, they passed the math but didn't pass the English.
And it's trying to get them over that last hump.
But in general, what makes sense to me is, why would I send kids out that gave me 4 years of their lives out in the world without a diploma when they're doing all the right things?
Good point.
It makes no sense. You know?
You may have questions for the folks here at Pike. Nathaniel Jones, Superintendent Troy Eamon, the principal at Pike High School, 239-1310. 239-1310. It's After News with Amos. One of the things that is when I look at this convoluted grading system that – the other guy took to Florida. And one of the things that surprised me, because this is the first time I really looked at this report card, was in terms of getting your kids passing that ECA, that Algebra 1, that English Language 1, y'all got extra bonus points in terms of the growth. And that helped the overall grade of Pike?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we got the bonus point from 10 to 12. You know, from 8 to 10, we did fairly well. Obviously, there was some growth there. But, again, from 10 to 12, we get the students to pass the end-of-course assessments in algebra and then in English.
And I'm noticing the state has, to me, this little weird thing that the only thing they consider as college and career readiness is if you take an advanced placement, international baccalaureate, dual credit, or industry certification. Seems to me if you're able to get a Core 40 and get a halfway decent grade point average, and that should make you college ready. It seems like they're penalizing a school like Pike.
Well, I mean, we've given over, we're giving about 1,100 advanced placement exams over the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when you look at Indiana, you look at maybe national rankings, we do really well nationally because they focus on advanced placement. They focus on IB. They focus on the four-year graduation rate. Indiana tends to focus more on that the comparison between the eighth grade ISTEP and then the 10th grade ECA, which generally speaking, nationally, does not have a big bearing on that. So.
Let me go to Linda right quick at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos and guests. Is the superintendent of Pike there, too?
He's right here.
Oh, just calling in to ask this for my daughter. Her name is Shelly Kennedy, and she's a third-grade teacher at Eastbrook. And she just wanted you to know that the superintendent is a wonderful person. And then her third-grade class passed all three tests, and they're doing a wonderful job over there. And she wishes him all the best and keep up the good work for what he's doing. He's a great person, and he thinks that Pike is a wonderful district to send your children in.
Thank you so,
thank
much.
You.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate that. Now, I know you know how your third graders did. I'm not supposed to know yet how your third graders did. They're supposed to, allegedly, the state's supposed to tell us, wonderful people in the media, the end of this week. Will I smile when I hear about the third graders in Pike?
Well, no one knows, obviously, because of all the problems we had earlier.
Mm-hmm. On the IRE, yeah, on the IRE.
But IRE,
yeah, sort of
I can give you that right now. We are.
Well, I don't want you to get in trouble with the state.
See, I don't care about the state. I've been telling you that since I've been on the station. Pike works.
How'd you
for
do
Pike.
On IRE?
We are 81% of my kids pass, which puts us with at the top with all the other school districts. Like two others beat us, I believe.
Okay.
And I have that information. I'll give it to you.
All right.
The rankings, but
81. That's good.
I'm not gonna give you the other districts, but they're below us.
Uh-oh.
So I'll just give
wait
you.
Wait a minute. Let me scope this right. Ooh, Chris.
Well,
what do you mean no?
We're just telling you facts.
There's that little people that are down on the west side. It's not bad. Now I'm really gonna go and beat up the state saying, would y'all please release this doggone stuff so I can be happy? 239-1310. Let me go to Charmaine. Hi there.
Hi, I'm Charmaine.
Charmaine, I'm sorry.
I just want to say it really just offers some high praises to the superintendent of Pike. I live in Washington Township, and I began my son in Harcourt School. Mr. Jones was the principal there, and then I was blessed to teach under him in Allisonville. He's superior. That same son that was with him in Harcourt has moved into Pike so that his daughter can go to a school where Superintendent Jones is in charge, because we just think the world of him. He is awesome. He's educated. He's sincere. He's capable. I can't even sing his praises any higher. I just love him. I just love him. And I'm so grateful that he's still in the educational system and that my granddaughter can be a part of a system that he is in control of. I'm so grateful.
Charmaine, he's blushing.
Oh, I just love him. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
I haven't spoken to him in years, but I just think of him all the time. I just love him, love him, love him. So God bless and have a good day.
I appreciate it. Let me go to Rolanda at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi. I am a parent. I have kids that's in the Pike Township School District. And honestly, I come from Wayne Township. That was nice, but I really, really appreciate Pike Township because they put a standard on their students as well as a standard on the parents. And the fact that my kids, they go to Eastbrook. I have a fourth grader and a third grader. And honestly, my third grader did better on her IRE, test than my last year fourth grader. So I'm giving praise to Pike Township because they do have the programs out there that they want their kids to succeed. So for the black community can say, okay, we have a better standard. Mm-hmm. And I have this argument all the time with my well, Pike Township is this, Pike Township is that. And I can honestly tell him, no, honey, boo-boo, Pike Township is the it school. And I just want to give all praises to Pike and the confidence that the teachers and the administrator have, because it takes a lot to raise. It really puts a whole meaning on it takes a village to raise kids, because it do, and Pike Township is implementing that village.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you. How many years now has the year-round, quote-unquote, year-round schools, because you guys started that?
I think there
was before you got there.
That was before. I think about 4 years before I arrived, so maybe 14 years.
14 years. How many schools now are on?
Four.
Still the four.
Still the four.
Any difference? Any thought? Has there ever been thought to move everybody to the year round?
Not at all. In fact, we love the fact that we offer two calendars. Mm-hmm. Now that we are in the process now of looking at some modification to our traditional,
right,
as well as our continuous, but we're not going to change that. That's what makes us unique, mm-hmm, that we do offer the two calendars.
In terms of your capacity, are you, is it a district that will accept students from other districts if you got capacity? Are you like Speedway and saying, hey, this is Pike Township Schools just for Pike?
We have a policy that has allowed us in the past to be able to accept X number of students based on our enrollment. Mm-hmm. However, with the recent law that they're going to put in place, mm-hmm, we're going to have to make a decision, either all or none.
Oh, that's right. They have changed the law, so the board's going to either have to be you're all in or you're all out.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the – that won't affect us as much as it will be at one of the schools to the east of me, because mm-hmm, they accept large number of kids,
right,
for cash tuition from the Kessler Meridian area every mm-hmm year. Mm-hmm. We are, you know, we have some that come as far as Zionsville, mm-hmm, Noblesville. Mm-hmm. Any others that you've gotten?
Brownsburg.
Yeah.
Let me go back to I-STEP right quick. How did that mess affect you, particularly students?
I'm not really sure yet. I've gotten out to the buildings because I'm doing evaluations of classroom teachers right now, and mm-hmm, I've been asking that question. But one of the things that I've always done is I'm not going to worry about something that I can't predict. Our kids are resilient. Mm-hmm. And we start off with math first,
okay,
which I'm so happy wasn't reading.
Mm.
So if you have a break and of something stopping, it's best to have it with the math, because mm, they can always go back and pick that up, mm-hmm, than it is if you're trying to read and you lose that comprehension piece.
Right.
So I'm not sure how that's going to affect us yet. I'm going to wait and see what the test results are. And we're not going to give any excuses. We're just going to move on because the whole state dealt with it.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
From a high school perspective, is it harder to motivate kids, high school kids today? Do they feel more pressure because of testing, because of college, because of the uncertainty in the economy? How hard is it to keep them focused?
Well, as far as just motivating them to stay focused on accomplishing their goals is the key there, Amos. It's our students know that they have the abilities to go on to college and to do some other things, but the accountability for everyone, especially the students, is very high. I mean, they've got to perform on not only the ECAs, but also on ACT and SAT and their AP exams. So just trying to get them motivated to make sure that they can meet their goals is always
The superintendent handed me the book from last end of the year that has all the money, and I was getting ready to ask the principal that question, because somebody called me today that was talking about the high school their kids go to, and I guess they had their little night the other night where they were bragging they were up already to $11.5 billion in scholarships. Where, as you all are compiling the offers that have been made to the class of 2013 at Pike, where are y'all in the dollars?
Well, the dollars are still coming in, but we're over $12 million right now.
You're over 12.
Over 12 million.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Been as high as 17.
And moving north.
Yeah, been north. As high as 17 in the past. So, yeah.
How difficult is it, particularly with the kids at Pike who do great in the classroom, and aren't the greatest in the world with the SAT and the ACT, and given that IU and Purdue and Ball State are kind of getting more like Harvard or Yale, in terms of that, your average, as I'm looking down here, your average on the SAT is 1300. That's 1300 on the 24.
Look at for example. I gave you information that shows how Pike students are compared nationally to other African Americans.
You're above that.
We're above in every area with our exit group.
For example, the national average for African Americans on the ACT. Now, this is just the math and verbal, yes, without that extra essay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, I've been so confused on the SAT. The national average for African Americans is 1283. Pike is at 1308. The national average for white is 1597. Pike's at 1638. For Hispanic, the national average is 1385. For Pike, it's 1432. And the ACT, see, I can understand the ACT. That's that little small number. For African-American, it's the national average is 17. Pike's at 18.4. For white, the national average is 22.4. For Pike, it's 24.7. For Hispanic, the national average is 18.7. For Hispanic, is 19.5. Y'all just kicking it out there.
Yeah. I've been doing that for several years, Amos. But one of the areas I think that is so important for people to understand, we provide our students with options. So we look at, of course, the universities and colleges located in the state of Indiana. Mm-hmm. Well, we also look at historical black colleges because we have a large African-American population. And we've been blessed to connect those students with those universities and colleges. And as a result, they are getting scholarships like you would not believe. Mm-hmm. More important than that, they're graduating and going to graduate school.
How important is this designation by not only the Washington Post, but by Newsweek, the Daily Beast? First of all, to open college doors for a kid applying from Pike, Indianapolis.
How important is it?
Yeah.
Well, it sends a message, one, that you can be a minority-majority institution and still succeed, be successful. And that's all we've been trying to say. For whatever reason in our society, you know this, we've had this discussion, we don't even believe in our own youth. We look at all the negatives versus the positives. Our kids are bright. All they're wanting is someone to care for them, to show them, open the doors, and not look at blame. And we put together a wonderful staff of individuals who are coming in, and they're giving 100%. You know Ruth Woods. She's worked with us full-time, volunteering, and she's over pre-collegiate for us. Then we hired a young lady, Karen Bush, who works with our programs for the universities here in the state of Indiana. You want to say something? Go ahead, Troy.
No, I mean, we...
So you got somebody twisting arms of our Indiana schools.
Absolutely.
Right. And... still, we have about 90% of our students that stay in state, 10% go out of state. But, again, we want to find a college that will fit our students' needs. So we're able to do that.
Is Pike getting to the point where these colleges are coming to talk to your students for academic reasons as opposed to athletic reasons?
No question. When you see these numbers and you see that Pike is Newsweek's one of the top high schools, when they're getting – again, national accolades from the Washington Post. We were in AP.
How do you get that? I mean, did you see something online or you saw something in a magazine and you clipped a coupon out and you filled it out?
Exactly.
How does this work?
No, Amos, with the Washington Post, they went to the College Board and did the research. With the Newsweek, they do send a kind of a sample resume. They don't ask you the different questions that they use, but you send a sampling of your data in, and then they calculate that data.
And they go to the state to verify.
And then they verify.
Right. All the data is verified through College Board.
We're with the Red Devils. Troy Inman is the principal of Pike High School, honored by Washington Post as one of the best in the country. The Daily Beast, Tina Brown, Newsweek magazine, that's a separate company. They say they're the best in the country. They're just quietly out on the Northwest side, quietly doing a work, going under the radar screen. Superintendent been out there 10 years. That's 25 years in school district running. That's a long time.
Yeah, and I plan to make it even longer. Yes.
So you... maybe he's shy because he doesn't want the IPS board to, you know, call him up and say, would you like to put a resume in? Anyway, it's Afternoons with Amos for a Wednesday. With Nathaniel Jones, superintendent of the Pike Township Schools, Troy Inman, the principal out at Pike. Let me go back to the phones. A whole bunch of stuff going on. And Margaret, hi there.
Margaret. Good afternoon, Amos. How are you today?
I'm fine.
How you are, Mr. Jones and your staff?
How are you today?
Fine. I just want to call to commend you for the excellent job that you are doing for the minority community. And IPS needs to take notes. Everybody at the IPS school board needs to take notes and listen. It's different when you got leadership that went and wasn't sent. God has sent you, and they need to listen and take notes. I commend you and congratulations on all that you're doing for the city and the children in our community.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. All right, but I don't think he ain't running for that job. 239, he likes where it is, 239-1310. 239-1310. You had the University of Indianapolis, which is they got their Center for Education that's been analyzing what Pike High School has been doing.
Yes, they came out last year and did basically a year-long survey of our students, staff, looked at our data, and came up with, hey, you guys are one of the most successful high schools in the Midwest. So we presented at a conference, and, you know, again, it starts at the top, and it's not a quick fix. It's been going on for seven years of changing.
Tell really. How we got started. Yeah. Remember about when you were an assistant principal.
Yeah, I was an assistant principal. At the high school, and the superintendent. We wanted to find out what was going on with our students because mm-hmm. they weren't being as successful as what we had hoped.
Right.
So we started pulling out the records, the transcripts of our students who were 18 years and older.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found out is that we had numerous students who were 18, 19 years old that had 5 or 6 credits. So they're just walking the halls and really not there for the correct reason. So we met with those students. The superintendent met with those students. And we placed them other places where they could get an education. So, again, that started the whole process of making sure our students realize that if they do not progress academically, if they don't behave, they will not be in our day program.
Is that a message you're also carrying to the middle school level and the upper elementary level? Because you start to lose kids at middle school. I don't know what it is with middle school. With middle schools, how critical is it to get the message at the middle school level of what you're trying to do at the high school level?
Well, what's interesting is that I had all my focus at the high school and the elementary.
Mm-hmm.
And typically your middle school's in that center not receiving the same attention. But mm-hmm. we have now taken the middle school as our 3 middle schools, and now they're a priority. And we started that pre-collegiate program mm-hmm. in our schools. All of our kids are called scholars.
Right.
That sends a positive message. And when I did the presentation in Chicago 2 weeks ago for the National Council of Educating Black Children.
Ah.
It was on
Diana Daniels' group. Uh-huh.
And she asked me to present with my group a successful model for educating urban male students.
Hmm.
Well, what's interesting is that we are putting more African Americans in honors programs at the middle school than probably most middle schools in the state. And the reason why I'm doing this is because they have to see that they can achieve. Typically, we don't even challenge them. I'm pushing them in there, and then we're giving them the support to be successful, which is the difference.
And that will help the ranking of your middle schools, because those are the most, and I mean no disrespect, troubled schools using whether it's Tony Bennett's new system mm-hmm. or Tony Bennett's old system. Those were still the ones that were.
For us, those were our what I call my problem children.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this year, because of the growth model, and the change of some of our administration, I think you're going to see a tremendous change with middle school in Pike Township.
Are you guys afraid of charters?
Not at all. Here's my philosophy, as I was sharing with you. I don't have time to worry about charter schools coming in any of our district. I just need to make sure that my schools are so good mm-hmm. that you will never want to see choose a charter school as an option. That's the market message that we're sending out. Let's just work on making us the very best. Why would you leave us if you come in a district that has the best facilities? I have an award-winning staff. We have excellent programs. I give you before school, after school support, tutoring. We feed you. We clothe you. I mean, why are you going to leave
us? Is there still a disconnect between non-minority families in Pike in what they may perceive as Pike schools were 10 or 12 years ago versus what they are now? Is there still a disconnect?
I'm not sure where you're going with that, other than to say because we're a minority school district.
And the reason I'm saying that is one of the things these reformers are saying, we've got to improve education in Marion County because we're losing white middle-class families. And I'm going, there's a whole bunch of white middle-class families in Pike. Get them to go back to school in Pike.
Well, we do, but we don't have a lot of them with children.
Oh, okay.
See, that's the thing that people don't realize. If you
actually, got a lot of empty white empty nesters out there.
Absolutely. That's a retirement community. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but here's the thing that I say about that. I am not in charge of a decision you make about where you want to send your kids. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to make sure if you send them to Pike, we're going to do the best we can to give them a quality education. Mm-hmm. We have whites that are coming back. You just heard us say that we accepted kids from Zionsville,
right.
Brownsburg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're coming back.
Mm-hmm. Because the word, yeah, somebody said, wait a minute, Tina Brown said this is the top high school around. That helps. Mm-hmm. Back to the phones and Stella at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, I just want to let you know, Amos, Newsweek and Washington Post, we've always known we're awesome in Pike. They're just now catching up with us. Mr. Jones is a man about business. He, Mr. Inman, Ms. Gary's, Mr. Young. When you go across the board, Mr. Sean Smith, and these teachers, they care about the kids. And my thing is, like Jesus, send the kids to me. Once you take care of the kids, family needs are met, teacher needs are met, community. You walk in Pike High School, you can eat off the floor if you want to. When you go places where you know your kids are safe, loved, and cared for, awesome. I just have to share this story. Mr. Jones spoke to elementary kids at Central Elementary, and they honored him. All those kids knew Mr. Jones' name. They even knew his first name. They knew he was the superintendent. Mr. Jones has high expectations. And when you talk about college readiness, we got grandkids in Pike. Pike is awesome. This summer, they're going to three pre-collegiate programs. One has already been talked to from Harvard about their summer program. I've talked to a professor at Princeton about my other granddaughter. Then we're talking to people who have been at college. And you know what they're saying?
What?
They're looking at their transcript. They're talking about their mannerism. They're like, what school they come from? When they were in CLD, we were at a program, and the lady said most of the kids that come through CLD come either through IPS or Pike, and we get most of them from Pike. Their mannerism, their respect, their volunteerism. There's so much that Pike offers, I don't have enough time to tell you. But I'm telling you, parents out there, if you live in Pike, get up, rally around these people, because they work. They work. They go through those transcripts, make sure kids are on point. I'm in those meetings. So, yeah, somebody's going to probably have something negative to say. That's insignificant. It's the good that's coming out of Pike. So I have to say congratulations to everybody in Pike, from the person that hires the people, Mr. Joe. He's very hard. These people will let you know. If you ain't up to standard, don't come to Pike.
Don't come to Pike.
Pike does not play.
Pike don't play.
No, Pike is, as Dr. Ruth would say, Pike is a college-going community. That's our culture here. Education is number one, but you got to show respect. You got, and the parents, don't come in there disrespecting our teachers, our principal, our superintendent. Y'all need to, you know, put that in check. When you walk into Pike, you're on holy ground. I don't care where you are. And we love our kids. And Mr. Jones will tell you, those are all his kids, all 10 or 15,000. Those are Mr. Jones' kids, back him. So
Thank
I just want to let you guys know, this is a new day, but Newsweek and Washington Post, they catching up with us. We've always known we're good. So God bless you, Amos, and keep it all going.
I'd appreciate it. How important is that freshman school to set the tone? Because you all are like some of these other districts have, the freshman-only school.
Right.
How important is that setting tone?
I think just like you said, Amos, it's a place to set the tone to make sure that the students know that we have a professional learning community at Pike High School. If they do the things that they're supposed to do, they'll have choices of where they want to go to college. They'll have opportunities to get scholarships. They'll be able to participate in one of the best high schools in the Midwest is what I tell our freshman class. This is an opportunity for them, I don't care whether you're rich or poor, to make something of themselves, to get the best possible education.
So, let me go back to the phones and Christina. Hi there.
Yes, hi. I have three children in Pike, and we transferred from Warren, which Warren was saying that my son had a learning disability. And he has been to Pike for 2 years now, and he has been an honor roll student all year this year. So I want to commend you guys on everything that you're doing, especially his teacher, Ms. Shira at Eastbrook. She is wonderful. What he was lacking was motivation, and that's what he was lacking. He had no motivation to do it, and she found different strategies to work with me, and we got an honor roll student every time the report card comes out. So I just want to commend you guys.
Thank you.
And tell you that you are wonderful, and you're a blessing to me and my son, because they were saying he had a learning disability, and that was upsetting to me.
Mm.
And he came to Pike, love Pike.
And that's the second Eastbrook shout-out that we've gotten. I appreciate it. Let me go to thank you. Let me go to, is it Siobhan at 239-1310? Hi there.
Hi. I have recently moved to Brownsburg, actually a year, and I came from Pike. So I am very disappointed in Brownsburg School coming from Pike. My two daughters were in the high ability program at Guyon Creek. They tested out of Eastbrook to go to Guyon, and they were high ability, and Brownsburg took them out of high ability, and it has just been a nightmare. And I know that, you know, they say Brownsburg number one, but my children came from doing, you know, a lot of different homework projects, and just I see them flourishing and when they were in Pike to just a nightmare situation for me. And I was wondering if I can get information on how to get them back into Pike. My concern is that they are being held back because my daughter, who's actually in the third grade, getting ready going to fourth, she was in high ability second grade, and she has actually virtually been held back and had to repeat the same thing that she did in high ability. It's a major disappointment being in the Brownsburg area.
That's not good. If she wants to try to come back to Pike, is that possible? Is they have to talk to central administration?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a number real quick because the process has already started as you look at accepting outside students. And you want to move quickly before the law becomes where we have to make a decision with our board. So I'll give you my secretary's number right now, and she will then direct that individual to Dr. Gary Gilbert. So 387-2220. Again, that number is 387-2220. Mrs. Pettifer will take the information, and then we'll get it to Dr. Gary Gilbert, one of my assistant superintendents.
All right, thank you. Is there any way to find out, you know, in the testing process, if they have actually been,
regressed,
kind of put behind? Yeah.
What kind of score did she? Did you say she's in the third grade?
Yes.
What kind of score did she get on iRead?
I have it on the refrigerator. I'm actually driving.
What you need to do is look at the score. There should have been some information that would have been sent to you to kind of indicate where on the scale that your daughter is, and if she's near the top part of the scale, then she may not have, you know, had any slippage. But if she's kind of in the middle, I would say lower middle, then I would, you know, hit some bells and whistles, because you won't know about the I step until July, maybe August.
No, I think we'll know before then because it was electronically done.
Then the superintendent says you may know from Brownsburg about I step maybe by this time next month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, and that would be your other diagnostic to check, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, appreciate it. 239-1310, 239-1310. It's afternoon's name. Let me go to Thyra, then we'll take a break. Hi, Thyra.
Hi, Amos. Oh, a beautiful show today.
Thank you.
I have something good to tell you and your guests. I just wanted to tell them I left IPS in 1974 with my four children. They all graduated from Pike, and no problem with them. They went on to college, became professionals. And I am proud of Pike.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jill, you're a proud grandma of Pike.
Proud grandma, yes.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I know, you know, but when they come up in 1975, say, we're going to bust your kids, you know. And I said, oh, no, you're not. And I moved out here in Pike, been here ever since. And like I say, I've had my grandkids go there, too. And the youngest one, she went to Purdue after she graduated from Pike.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. Troy Inman, when you're at 92% graduation rate, how hard is it to sustain that? I mean, that's almost as – when you start getting into the 90 percentile graduation, you know, and how many total students you got? About 3,000, 4,000?
About 3,100 students.
With that many students, you know, maybe 800 or 900 potential graduates, that's – to get at 90%, that's almost perfection. I know you want 100%. You want the ideal.
Right. I think we just continue to work hard. Again, success breeds success. And our students know that if they're there – they're going to graduate. They don't get the assistance they need to graduate. We've got a great alternative program in Pike Prep for students who may need some individual attention. We'll send them there going into their senior year, and they'll get the help they need. But it is a long process. As the superintendent said, we look at each transcript not only at the senior level, but the freshman, sophomore, junior level, to make sure the students are not falling behind. Students that don't graduate are usually ones that just fall behind
early,
fall through the cracks, and aren't able to catch up by that fourth
How
year.
How much pressure does that put on counselors? Because if you're trying to track and look at every kid's transcript, you got 3,100 kids, and so a counselor would probably have a caseload like a
400.
That's a lot.
There's a lot of expectation on the counselors, and they do a tremendous job. They, Mrs. Birdie, our department chair in the guidance department, all the counselors do an awesome job. And, again, they're there looking out for the students to make sure that they're on track to graduate.
But to be honest, though, that is so true. But we've had to have a check and balance.
Oh, no question.
That's why I bring my central office over there. Mm-hmm. And we go together as collaborative.
You mentioned earlier, Superintendent Nathaniel Jones, that you were in classrooms evaluating teachers.
I evaluate 70 teachers right now.
How difficult is it to get a true evaluation of a teacher when they know you're in the class? They kind of know you're coming.
No, they do not know.
They don't know you're coming.
No, this is not a dog and pony show.
Okay.
I walk in when I get ready to walk in, and we have a rubric that's from the RISE evaluation, which is research-based. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking for these things, and it has to be natural. The first thing, if you try to change up, your kids are going to tell on you anyway. So, you know, I mean.
Wait, how kids, you look at the body language of the kids?
Oh, they'll tell you. I mean, if you start, if you teach reading at a certain time, but you switch up to go to math, they're going to say, but we always had reading at, I mean, you have to understand, my background is curriculum and instruction. Mm-hmm. So you are not going to fool me in terms of what's good instruction, you know, and I'm over that for my district right now.
Right.
So it's not a dog and pony show. We don't make a time. They don't know I'm coming. And I'll come in and stay as long as I want. But we started that process, 3 years ago, mm-hmm. where I required all of my administrators from central office to help evaluate. We call them climate instructional audits. That was way before the state said that you need to do some of that. You know?
How do you keep it when you hit the office, somebody not picking up the intercom? It's, hey, Superintendent's in the building. Superintendent, y'all, tighten up. He's in the building.
Well, the code is the eagle has landed.
They do it. They do it.
That's what I hear. The eagle has landed. But you know what? People are so comfortable with me now in those buildings. It's not an issue. And I get along with the teachers. I mean, I have the greatest.
But it's got to be a lot of pressure on the teacher.
It's a lot of pressure on everyone. Accountability. Mm-hmm. And if you go back and look at our track record, I release more teachers every year for being ineffective than anybody in the state.
Really?
Yes. Go look at our track record. And we're not bragging about it, but the thing is, I'm not going to have incompetent people working with my kids when I can get a competent person to come in and do what I need done.
Is it difficult before I take a break, is it difficult recruiting minority teachers?
Not for us. I have the highest percentage of teachers, not numbers, but percent.
Okay.
And I have the highest percent of African-American administrators in Marion County. And it's not that difficult. I hear all the time, how do you get quality like that? They're out there. Yeah, just give them opportunities. Yeah.
All these people that are running from IPS knocking on your door, some of these openings? He got real quiet then. 239-1310. 239-1310. We'll be back with our many moments with the folks from Pike tomorrow. U.S. Attorney will be here in our 1 p.m. hour. Oh, 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. I got some information, but I can't share it to you because I would be in trouble from the U.S. Census Bureau. But the U.S. Census Bureau has done a major study of voting patterns in last year's presidential election, and they released it under seal to the media, but none of us can say anything until 5 o'clock. So at 5 o'clock, go to our website, praiseindy.com, praiseindy.com. New information on how African-Americans, Hispanics, and whites voted. Not, we all know how the percentage of voting. It will be some information that will stun you. It'll be on our website starting at 5 o'clock this evening at praiseindy.com. Praiseindy.com. More after these. Kim is a first-time caller who's been waiting patiently to give you the salute. Kim, thanks for waiting. Hi, Kim.
Yes. I just wanted to say that both my children did graduate from Pike High School, and one was in the individual learning program. One right now is still in college at Hampton University. But the teachers there are down to earth, and they do work with the students. As you said before, he's not going to just let anybody come in there and teach these students. They all seem to care, and they push them to for excellence to do the best job they can do. And Indiana University received my son, and he has graduated and is now an instructor at Pike.
Oh,
and I appreciate that they give back and that he wanted to give back and push that onto someone else.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it, Kim. Troy Inman, do you track how Pike graduates do in college? Because there's the poor graduation rates of African Americans at many of our schools here in Indiana. We had a program about a month ago, and those numbers are just appalling.
Right, right. No, we use the National Clearinghouse. It's it's a system that tracks our students from graduating from high school into 93% of all colleges in the right. nation subscribe to that. So we do real well, Amos. We've got about 93 to 95% of our students that go to college. Right now, we have about 76% that are still in college from 2007 to 2012,
right.
2013. Obviously, we have about 176 graduates during that time.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the national average, we're I think it's in the 50%, and we're hovering around 72-73%. So what I tell our patrons is not only do they graduate from high school, they do go on and graduate from college, which is something we're very proud about.
Superintendent Jones, are the vouchers an issue in Pike?
Not at this time. We have not been really threatened by the vouchers yet or charter schools. Now, in the future, I really don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you what will happen.
And the system is still growing. It's not the growth that it was in the 90s and in the first part of the last decade, but it's a couple of hundred kids every year.
We get a couple hundred every year, and we welcome the couple hundred we receive. I think it's going to continue to grow the more success we have. I think families, regardless of their backgrounds, are seeing Pike as a district where, one, people care, they can get a quality education, and they can be part of the educational system as a family.
So. Let me go to Anonymous right quick at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a question. I'm in Brownsburg, and my kids have had issues there. And I mean, to send them back to Pike, they would just love me forever because that's where they came from. That's where they want to go back. And we're right on that edge where the back of Eagle Creek, where it kind of splits between Pike and Brownsburg. And when I moved there, they told me it was Pike. But then when I got in there good and the kids started to go to school, it was Brownsburg. So
who told you it was Pike? The realtor?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So when I was building the house, that's what they said, because right in that area is kind of tricky.
Yeah.
There's parts of it that's Pike and parts of it that's Brownsburg. Because it's right on the tip.
My thing is, if you are west of Raceway Road, you're in Brownsburg.
Well, I know I'm in Brownsburg now.
Yeah, but you didn't know that then. I think Superintendent gave out a number earlier. Yeah. If you're interested.
Yeah, I did write that number down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But my thing is the transportation. I can get them there, but the getting them back home is another issue. If I get them into Pike, is it possible for me to take them to a bus stop that's close?
Ma'am, what we tend to do is, and that's a safety issue, but if we were to be accepted, we would ask that you provide transportation to
us. It's on you.
Yeah, it's on you. Yeah.
And what are the hours?
It would depend on if you're elementary. We have two different times for that. If you're middle or if you're at the high school.
It'd be high school.
Okay. Their time is, Mr. Inman?
7:15 to 2:23.
But you might also, because isn't the YMCA around the corner, down the street from the high school?
Well, yeah, we have the learning centers open till 5.
There might be some. But give them a call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sounds like they want you to expand into Brownsburg.
We can run that too, but I
still can't get over Superintendent a decade.
Yes, indeed.
And you're still feeling good. You're still enthused every day.
Every single day.
See, this is what happens when you're quiet and the newspaper don't know you're out there and the TV stations don't know. You've got a TV station in Pike. They don't even cover you.
It's a blessing.
It is, again, congratulations to the folks with Pike High School, ninth in the state, according to the 2,000 best high schools in the country. They're there. They're ninth in Indiana. They're second in the city by Newsweek, the Daily Beast, Washington Post even. Only other school I knew the Washington Post loved was the international school on Michigan, because they had a big sign saying, the Washington Post loves us. See, they love Pike, too. A minority-majority school, Superintendent Nathaniel Jones, Troy Inman, the head of the Red Devils, going to 6A?
Yes, we are. We'll be at the 6A team.
Yeah, we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you in 6A.
We're also going to the Mick Conference. So.
Uh-oh, that's the real schools. That's like the conference that's better than some schools in the Big Ten.
we'll see.
I can say that. We'll see. Guys, thank you very, very much.